Thank you, John. We will now ask Lowell Smith to come forward for a very special event.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my task this evening to deliver a short memorandum for Don Lipset. I feel terribly inadequate for this task because there have been so many magnificent eulogies and tributes to Don's service. But he was important to me and to the Philadelphia Society, and I will try. In 1964, I was enrolled at the University of Alabama in their doctoral program, and I was studying economics. I knew there was something wrong with what I was studying. I didn't know what, but one of my colleagues was an Arkansas municipal bond trader. Now, that's a very special breed of person. And he led me down the paths of righteousness to avoid the Keynesian error into which many of the graduate students were falling. But I was a newcomer to conservative thought, and by then, Don Lipset and some of the conservative greats had already been working in the vineyard for years and making great strides. In 1964, Don was trying to pick up the pieces of the Barry Goldwater campaign, working hard to be in on the ground floor of the founding of this magnificent society. And the rumor is that Don was born a conservative. Never been verified, but I suspect that's got more than just a grain of truth. During the entire time that Don served, he served not for himself, and he was always in the background, but he served for the glorification of the cause and for the strength of the people whom he sponsored. He was truly a man in the back. In fact, it's my firm belief that today, Don Lipset is probably seated in a chair directly behind St. Peter, advising him which of these liberals to admit, which to deny, and which to send to purgatory for some retraining. Don was a military service hero. He served at the Coast Guard station in Cleveland, defending northern Ohio from invasion by Canadians, and he's been remarkably successful. At least until NAFTA. His experience as an investment counselor served him and Heritage and the Philadelphia Society well, and his service at Hillsdale College in the Center for Constructive Alternatives provided a foundation which he used well in all of our services. The good Lord tells us that in his house there are many mansions, and if it were not so, he would have told us. I suspect I know which one is Don's. It's the one with a very large American flag, with a halo of blue tobacco smoke around the outside. And I have a secret to convey to you. That tobacco smoke, I suspect, was special ordered for Don from the floor sweepings of one of the Tampa cigar manufacturers, but he smoked it all the time. My guess is that today Don is sitting on the veranda discussing political economy with such greats as von Mises, Hayek, perhaps Adam Smith, although Adam Smith's estate never made a nickel on the ties that most of us sport. He's probably also got John Chamberlain there and Russell Kirk, and perhaps even Stephen Decatur, who was his hero in the Battle of Lake Erie. I have only one thing left to say. Don, we feel your presence here, and most sincerely, we miss you.